The UN Political Affairs Chief stated that despite the difficult regional context and the challenges on the ground, this is not an opportunity that either side can afford to lose.
On the Middle East peace process, we should do all we can to take advantage of the opening that now exists. This can only help the Palestinian and Israeli peoples and the entire region. After 20 years of talks and too many negative developments on the ground, we don't need lengthy negotiations. What we and the parties need are decisions, the right decisions, and leaders who are committed to usher in an agreed political solution.
Dr. Riyad Mansour, permanent observer of Palestine to the UN, expressed gratitude for international efforts in support of the peace negotiations. But he said tangible progress remains elusive, in part due to provocative Israeli actions, including settlement in and annexation of Palestinian land.
Military raids, excessive force against civilians, including peaceful protesters, arrest and detention of more civilians, including children, and abuse and maltreatment of the thousands of Palestinians who remain captive in Israeli prisons and detention centers continue unabated. Moreover, the humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip remains of grave concern as Israelis' illegal blockade, now well into its sixth year, continues in collective punishment of the entire population, exacerbating poverty, widespread socioeconomic ills, and despair.
In his address to the Council, Israel's ambassador, Ron Prozor, focused on three qualities: conviction, conscience, and courage. And he said it is time to stop blaming Israel.
Israel remains committed to two states for two people. We're ready to make an historic compromise to realize the creation of a demilitarized Palestinian state living side by side with the Jewish state of Israel. Israelis and Palestinians will have to work together to create the new and lasting solutions to old problems. This will only be possible if our work is built on the foundation of truth, mutual recognition, and security.
Israeli Ambassador Ron Prozor speaking in the UN Security Council on Tuesday. Diane Penn, United Nations.